Our next presenter is Malia Jones. She's a doctoral candidate in Community Health Sciences at UCLA School of Public Health. She's interested in the social forces that lead to higher rates of obesity and associated chronic disease outcomes among people of color. She studies neighborhoods, segregation, and chronic disease disparities in LA. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Happy Halloween to you all. I'm going to change tracks a little bit. This is, I'm going to present a quantitative analysis of the Los Angeles Family and Neighborhoods Survey. And I'll be talking about undiagnosed chronic disease rates and their association with access to preventive care among Los Angeles adults. My co-author, Ann Pebley, and I have no relationships to disclose. I'll start with some background information on this subject. People with undiagnosed chronic disease experience poor outcomes and complications of disease. And regular access to preventive care can provide opportunities for diagnosis and early secondary prevention. People without insurance are at the highest risk for a failure of diagnosis. And so our research questions were to investigate, does access to preventive care affect rates of diagnosis for three chronic conditions? And we looked at hypertension, obesity, and diabetes. And we also wanted to know what population subgroups are at the highest risk for having undiagnosed chronic disease. We used the Los Angeles Family and Neighborhood Survey, the wave two of these data. This is a representative sample of adults in Los Angeles County and was collected in 2006 to 2008. And the sample is for about 1,400 adults. I should mention that the analytic sample varies for hypertension and obesity. We have about 1,200 adults for whom we have a measurement of hypertension and obesity status. And for diabetes, because of diabetes, we had to use a subsample. We have only about 300 cases. So these data were collected using an extensive in-person interview by trained interviewers and a health assessment also by a trained interviewer. So we actually asked people if they had ever been diagnosed with these chronic conditions, and then after that interview was complete, the health assessors measured their hypertension status, their height and weight, and also took a dried blood spot sample to measure their hemoglobin, A1C, and other measures. So our key variables in this analysis, we have this diagnosis of chronic disease, which is based on a self-reported interview question. Has a doctor ever told you that you have diabetes or high blood sugar, high blood pressure, or hypertension? And finally, that you have excess weight or that you need to lose weight? And we consider the answers to those questions a diagnosis of disease in these cases. Obviously, for excess weight, that's not exactly accurate, but I think it's a pretty good measure. For measured chronic disease status, as I mentioned, we have measures of their hemoglobin A1C, and we consider a measure above 6.0 as having diabetes. For overweight and obesity, we have a measured BMI of 25 or 30, respectively. And for hypertension, we use the four National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute categories, which is based on a combination of systolic and diastolic blood pressure thresholds. And then for access to preventive care, we use the answers to interview questions about the person's usual source of care and their insurance status over the past 5 years. So I'll move to the results. As I mentioned, this is a representative sample of Los Angeles County adults. So these data are weighted to be representative. The median age is about 50. Median education is a little bit more than high school. And as you can see, we have a large sample of Latino adults, as we do in Los Angeles. We also have a fairly high number of non-citizens. We have about 19% non-citizens in this sample. 75% of, for each respondent, an average of 75% of the last 5 years, they've been covered by some form of insurance. So we have a fair amount of uninsurance in the sample, and for almost 20% of the respondents reported that they have no usual source of medical care. So these are some more descriptive statistics. Based on self-report, we saw 10% of our sample had been diagnosed with diabetes, but you can see, according to the measured disease status, 18% of our sample had measurable high blood sugar. For hypertension, 18% reported that they'd ever been diagnosed with hypertension, and 28% had ever been diagnosed, and 18% had measurable hypertension. And for excess weight, 25% of our sample reported that they had ever been told by a doctor that they need to lose weight, and a whopping 71% of our sample were overweight or obese. So I think this slide shows some of our most compelling results. We show really high rates of undiagnosed chronic disease in our sample. We have 56% of the people with measurable diabetes told us that a doctor had never told them that they had diabetes. 45 and 46% of people with stage 1 and stage 2 hypertension, respectively, said they had never been told that they had hypertension. And 86% of overweight individuals and 47% of obese individuals had never been told by a doctor that they need to lose weight. Our next analysis, we did a logistic regression, and we show the odds of having a disease diagnosis. We control for the measured disease status. So this is net of your actual disease status. What are your odds of being diagnosed with a chronic condition? And I think because of the small sample, we don't show anything significant for diabetes. For hypertension, you can see that the older you are, the more likely you are to be diagnosed with hypertension, even given your likelihood of having higher blood pressure as you age. And having any usual source of care is an important predictor of having a diagnosis of hypertension. For overweight, women and people with more education are more likely to be diagnosed with overweight or told that they need to lose weight. And again, having any usual source of care increases your odds of being told that you need to lose weight. Another really interesting finding here is this comorbidity status. If you have hypertension or diabetes, you're much more likely to be told that you need to lose weight. I think this is an important factor, and something important for primary care physicians to look at, that they could intervene earlier before there's a diabetes or hypertension outcome with a weight problem. So some of our conclusions, our strengths and limitations. We have a small sample, especially for diabetes, that did limit what we were able to show for diabetes. And because of the way the survey is set up, we're not able to parse people whose present disease status is controlled by lifestyle or medication from those who never had disease. So there are some people in our sample who told us that they have been diagnosed with hypertension, for example, but their hypertension status is now normal, and we can't tell why, whether we didn't ask whether they had some intervention. So as I said, we observe alarming rates of undiagnosed disease for hypertension, obesity, and diabetes in Los Angeles adults. Having any usual source of care is very important for accurate and timely diagnosis of chronic conditions. Health insurance had no effect in our models, unexpectedly. And so our conclusion is that improved access to doctors and basic diagnostic services among these high-risk subgroups is key for secondary prevention. I would add that since I completed these analyses, we've done some more in-depth analysis looking at the differences by race, ethnic status, and immigration status. And these rates of failure of diagnosis are they're both more frequent and more severe among both African Americans and Latinos and immigrant populations. So we are seeing, in addition to these high rates, we're seeing some significant disparities. We need to acknowledge this work was made possible by a grant from NICHD, and expanded version of the obesity results presented here are under review at the Journal of Immigrant and Minority Health. Thank you.